Log Talk Radio.
No one like you. the God of all creation. He who was and not be chosen, the God
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. King, hallelujah. We thank God, the woman of God is on the line, but we're just getting the atmosphere ready for the word of God. And we know that it's ready now, so we're going to bring her in to break bread for us.
Yes.
Father, we thank you. We praise you, O God, that you allow us to come this morning and worship, bow down and worship before you, God. God, the angels in heaven sing hallelujah all day long, all day, because there's no night in heaven. They sing hallelujah, hallelujah to you all day. They never stop praising you. So we are practicing here to praise you for when we come to be with you. Father, we ask, Lord, even as the atmosphere is set and ready for you to release your word through your servant, we ask, O God, that you would touch the hearts and minds of all the people that are coming on the line even now, and those that are listening far and near, Lord. We pray today that the word will be spoken through your servant that will draw someone closer to you. Somebody will be convicted to know in their heart that their lamps have been low.
Yes.
And some know that their lamps are completely empty.
Amen.
And Father, they know that they have to replenish the oil which represents the Holy Spirit in their life. We ask, God, that you would touch her eyes, her ears, and her lips of clay, God. That as she hear, God, she would speak, oh God. And that her mouth would be like a sickle. Her tongue would be like a sickle. As the word go forth, it would cut into our hearts, oh God. And cut away the callous, oh God, that hinders us from obeying your word, from following your word. We pray today, God, that you speak to us, oh God, with power and authority that you have. That we will be convicted, oh God, to do the things that please you. We are so eager to give you all the honor and all the glory, because it all belongs to you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Come on in, Apostle, and allow the Lord to use you. Come on in.
Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, praise God, for another opportunity to come to bring his word, amen, to all those that are listening. To our overseer, Apostle Callender, and to Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington, and anyone else on this phone, I praise God for you, amen, that taking out your time. But you shouldn't say your time is God's time, to hear the word of God. But however, I thank you for being here. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'll be speaking from St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, and start at the first verse. Amen. And they talk about the power of the 10 virgins. Okay, it reads, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. 10 virgins. Number 10 in the word of God, it's speaking of perfection. 10 virgins, amen, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. You know, when you look at that scripture, people, righteous people, 10 righteous people. But as we go on in this chapter, we're going to find out that what Jesus is letting us know in his word. Start out with 10 and end up with 5. But he said, they were all churchgoers. They were all churchgoers. Amen. And we see that very much today. They were 10 virgins. That means they belong to the Lord. Amen. And today, if we are walking upright according to his word, not according to what we consider right, amen, righteousness of God, amen. But if we live according to his word, God made us to be the righteousness of him. Hallelujah. And we can say, virgin of God. We are virgin of our Heavenly Father. And we belong to God. But the Bible says they took their lamp. Mm-hmm. They represent the light of Christ to all believers. All believers walk around with a light in them. Hallelujah. And that's why he said, let your light so shine before men. They may see your good work, hallelujah. They'll know good work. When people see good work and your light burning, they're gonna draw people unto God. But the word of God say he took their lamps and they went forth to meet the bridegroom. Amen. They went forth to meet Christ. He said, and five of them was wise if I were foolish. And you know, we can look around today, we in this modern world, and we say modern Christians, but they profess that, you know, they got the Lord. Now, according to this scripture, he's saying to me, they went forth to meet him. Five of them was wise, and five of them was foolish. And if a person is foolish, they can't be wise and foolish at the same time. Because that's how so many people in the right. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, I just heard something. I'm sorry. You can't be wise and foolish at the same time, because the Lord can't have that. He will not receive that. Either you're going to be one or the other. Amen. But he said five of them was wise and five of them was foolish. You know, we look at today, we find all types of believers in the house of the Lord. I said all types. You know, we might look at them and say, oh, these are Christian people, all of them Christian, all of them going back with Jesus. But that is with our eyes. But we know Jesus got all seeing eyes. And he bringing this out plainly. I know that some of us ten virgins. He bringing out there were us ten virgins. Amen. There is a lot of them come to the church. There is a lot of them hear the word. But the word of God is not in them. And people, we got to get this thing right. And we want to go back with Jesus, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and read what the word says. It says, five of them was wise and five of them was foolish. Amen. And he said, they that were foolish took their oil, lamp, and took no oil with them. That means they all were gone out. It means that spirit of God is gone out. Because like I said, you can't be half and half. Amen. He either going to be in you or he will not be in you. Amen. You know, so many times people, like I said, they go to church, and they go and do other things they want to do, but they hold that standard as they are Christian. Amen. They hold that standard. Oh, I'm a believer. I go to church. It doesn't matter because you go to that church building, but do you have him on the inside of you? And if you have him on the inside of you, you're going to keep that light burning. You don't want that light to go out. If you don't stay in the word of God, seeking his face, if we don't stay, hallelujah, getting God praising and reverence his name, you're all going to seek out. You might say, well, you'll take all that, but the Bible says so. I didn't say it. The Bible says so. Look in the 25th chapter. Amen.
Amen.
They went out. When they went out. You know, like I say all the time, there's people in this world going to church every Sunday, every Wednesday night, Bible study. But in their heart, they just don't know him. And they feel like because they're going to these churches, those buildings, because the church is supposed to be in you, going to those buildings twice a week, and they say, well, I'm a religious person. But we know according to the word, a religion is a duty. And if you ain't living that duty, your duty is for you to continually seek the Lord, not only when you leave that church building, but when you come into your house, hallelujah, you got to be a wise virgin, not a foolish virgin. We got to stay focused. People done got our focus. They got our focus. And I don't know what you tell them that, but the truth is the light. It's time that the Bible said we open our mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People say, well, I don't want to tell these folks nothing. They don't believe. Hallelujah. No, they don't believe, they didn't believe Jesus neither. But he left the word behind. We put that word out there. It's not our play to try to make nobody do nothing. Confess God. He didn't tell us to make nobody. Give him the word. Give him the word. Give him the word. But he said five of them was wise and five of them were foolish. Amen. We know the wise. The wise virgin, they had oil in their vessel, in the lamp. But they had that oil. That let you know they continually study the word of God. They continuously apply the God word into their life. Hallelujah. They continually ask the word of God go on in life, give God praise and honor due to his name. Amen.
Amen.
In the word of God. You can't put him down when you're at home and gotta pick him up when you go to that church house. This is a 24/7. Hallelujah. Oh, he can come any day now. Hallelujah. But I said five of them was wise and five of them was foolish. And
amen.
You know, they have been told. Somebody had preached. It's going to come a point of time in this world. We got to go out and meet the bridegroom. But we got to stay ready. We got to stay ready because we don't know when that bridegroom shall appear. But you know, the foolish, they took off a little while. I'm going to use the word, they just took off a little while. Or they took off, or let's get started in the word. They took off a little while, but staying in prayer. Because if you don't stay in the word and stay in prayer, hallelujah, start to sipping out. And just like if you get a glass of water and sit up on your dresser, you're going to continue to sip out. After a while, you're going to see, oh, I had this much water, but now I got half food. That needs to let you know, that let us know, if you don't continue to work on that what's inside of you, you got to be on it. Work on that, you're going to eventually dry up. Dry up. You're going to lose your oil. You know, it made me think about, you know, when Jesus said, we are the light of the world, we are the salt of the earth. And if we don't continue to stay in the word of God, continue to pray, continue to live every word he said. He said every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. See, sometimes we want to get some of the word. If you get some of it, you ain't got it. I don't care how you turn that thing. I say if you don't receive the whole scripture, you ain't got it. It's just like you saying, well, I'm going to do this, but I ain't going to do that. But if that's the word of God, I mean, you're wrong. I don't care how you look at it. It's the word of God is truth all by itself. And so, you know, sometimes we say, well, there are so many Christians today saying, well, I got the Holy Ghost. Me and Elsa say, well, I got the Holy Spirit. And stay in the word of God to find out it's the same thing. But they what? They pulled away because this group believe in the Holy Ghost and this other group believe in the Holy Spirit. Then we find out so many Christians saying that they are God. But they say, we don't believe in the evidence of speaking in tongues, according to Acts. They say, it ain't necessary. Well, we find another group come on and say, well, if you ain't got it, you're going to hell. Well, you know, get in the word and study with the word God said. He didn't say nothing about you went, you'll go to hell because you don't speak in tongues. We know, every true believer know, hallelujah, that's our power. That's our tool we can use to fight against that devil in this land. And we need to speak it more and more. But he talking about the virgin. He bringing this word out so plain because every word of the Lord is plain. He said that a fool in that area. You know, as I was studying this word on last night, I said, Lord, there were five virgins. I mean, there was 10 virgins, then the M5. And I'm saying, okay, I want to know what happened to the other five. And I was reading, I didn't see what I had put in my mind, but I just continued to go back and read. And I began to meditate on the word of God. And then, you know, at the end of it, you're going to find out what happened to the other five. And then people don't want to talk about so much what happened to the other five, because it reads out there was 10 virgins. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. And he said five of them was wise and five of them was foolish. Amen. And then we find it, like I say, we find it in every Christian today. It said, they who was foolish took their lamp and took no oil with them. They began to run out. Their oil, the Holy Spirit began to, I'm going to say, seek out of them. Seek out their heart. Seek out this heart. Oh, we are virgin. We can do a little of this. And I ain't talking about nobody going out off, I mean, willfully committing sin. Because you know what? You can sit down in your house all day long by yourself and just sit there. Mm-hmm. But you realize you're adding your precious time away. Because every time that we have the opportunity, we're supposed to be praised and thought. Because that's what he said, that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. We
Amen.
Are afraid. This world is in a bad, bad, bad way now. Hallelujah. You think you got it all fixed for yourself. But the Bible let us know there's others out there. We got to bring them. How are we going to bring them through the word of God? If we keep our mouth closed and say, hey, I remember one time that a teacher told a young student one time, I got mine, you better get yours. But that was, I felt as a child going to school, I felt like that wasn't the right for her to tell the young man that. It was her duty to try to teach him. So we might as well, people go to church, like I said. Some people know the word now. Oh, yes, they know the word. The devil knows the word. But when it comes down to really living it, they're going to pick out what is right to them and say, well, I can do this. I don't do that. But it ain't about what you're doing, this, do that. If you don't get this word, word on word, precept on precept, line up on line, here, and there, live. It's time out. Are dying daily and on the way to hell. On the way to hell. Why do I say that? Because they can't receive it. But you know why people say, oh, she was a Christian. She went to church every Sunday. That don't make you be righteous of God because you go into that church building every Sunday. It don't make you right. And people don't want to hear. Well, you go to church, you hear the word. Yeah, the word is going forth. But if you receive it in your heart, if you receive it in that heart, that's a question we need to ask ourselves. And when we examine ourselves daily, self-examination, daily, Lord, is I mean you like I supposed to be, like you said that you put in me to be? In your word, stay in your word, stay in your word. Now, let me go back. I'm gonna go through the scripture as I read. But let me go back and say this. We serving a wise God. Well, some people say, God don't want me to just Jesus all day. No. It's what you do with that time frame that you got. Long as you got him in your heart, long as you praying, and you can pray, nobody don't ever know you praying. Uh-huh. You can pray wherever you may be. You can stay focused on the word of God because he told us to be wise. We got to be wise. Wise. because we are surrounded with the devil. Wise servant of his. Amen. Because if we don't be wise, the devil gonna slip in somewhere in our life. The devil gonna throw the thought out there because we ain't wise, we ain't staying focused on the word. Hey, we're gonna find ourselves grab a hold to it. Amen. It's the truth. Okay. But I'm going on back in the word now. It says five of them were wise and five of them were foolish. They said they who were foolish took their lamp and went and took no oil with them. They didn't take no oil with them. That was in a bad place right there. Hallelujah. A bad place. They didn't have no oil. Amen. So I'm going to say their surroundings was black. I remember when I was a child growing up, we had to use those kerosene lamps. And if we didn't have no kerosene in that lamp, we didn't have no light in our house. Hallelujah. But we know the Holy Spirit represents our light, the light that's within us today, the Holy Spirit. Amen. We need to have the Holy Spirit in us every day. As a Christian today, sometimes they don't really remain their relationship with Christ as they should. They don't do it, you know. They take it like, hey, I done gave my heart to him. I done heard the word Sunday. And, you know, I can go ahead and do what I want to do. It ain't about doing what you want to do. It's about doing what the word of God says for you to do. Okay? Then, they want to say, we as the body of Christ, we got to continue to be washed. It's a person in our personal life, too, because so much stuff get in our personal life, and if you don't be wise, you're going to find yourself, the anointing of God be seeking at you. I says he's seeking at you. And like I'm saying again about that salt, that your salt begin to drop off of you. That salt, after a while, You know, in real life, people used to purify their meat with salt. And if they ain't got no salt on, that meat will spoil. And then let you know today, if we don't keep God, Holy Spirit, I say really keep it praying up, fasting up, and living the word of God. Hey, we're going to be spoiled. And what I mean, we are spoiled. We go around with our mouth talking about him, but he ain't nowhere in our heart. It's time that we get him in our heart. It's very important that we get him in our heart. Some say, oh, I get tired. You're talking about Jesus every day. We're not talking about him enough. You might feel it's too much, but when Jesus wrapped fall in this earth, you're going to wish you would have received him, truly received him. Everything is foreign now with some people, and some people, tell the truth, they're catching pure hell now. Some people in this world wish they had the opportunity that somebody tell them, how can I get out of this mess I'm in? How can I survive? On the way you're going to survive, we're going to survive in Jesus. You're going to survive in Jesus because he said he's going to take care of his own. Amen. People messing around. You know, they wasting time. They got their minds focused on the things that happen in that building, but they ain't looking at the word. Take that word. Our bishop used to tell us a long time ago, he said, take that word. He said, chew on that word. He said, swallow that word. He said, burp that word up and chew on it again. He said, when you keep chewing on it, you're going to find out what God is really saying. Amen. People don't have time. They don't want to make time. Amen. And then, you know, they like the stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, it don't work. We got to continue to work. We got to continue to wait on God. Hallelujah. And I tell you the truth. After all the stuff that's going on, after all the word of God that we hear daily, I tell you the truth. There is nothing worse than a false salvation. Because people living on that false salvation, he let us know plainly there was 10 virgins. 10 was wise, and I mean 5 were wise, and 5 was foolish. He let us know. We got Jesus day, but if we don't stay in the word, amen. I'm talking about stay in the word. Eat the word. Eat the word. Eat the word. Live the word. And let God's word go out of your mouth to others. Somebody here, some going to receive, and some going to reject. Jesus knew that in the beginning. But no, we don't worry about that. We supposed to just put it out there. Put it out there. Whosoever will, let him come. And he gave us that opportunity. Amen. Talking about the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. And there are peoples in all walks of life. Some is wise, and there is some foolish. But we want to stay with the wise. Amen. We want to stay with the wise because if we stay with the wise, we're going to be ready when the bridegroom comes. Amen. Amen. Then I'm going to go down to the third verse now. He said, they who were foolish, they took their lamp. They didn't have no oil. It gone out. How, you might say, well, how can you say it gone out? Okay. According to the word of God, the Holy Spirit is gone out of you. You're dry. Uh-huh. You're a dead man walking around. I don't believe it. Well, that's you. We know that's you. But if you ain't got him, you dead. If you ain't alive, you dead. Uh-huh. That spirit, you're dead, you dead. But if you get the Holy Spirit in you, you're alive. Amen. And then it says the wise took oil in their vessel, in their lamp. Their vessel in their lamp. They took it. Well, they continued to have that spiritual flow within their heart. Amen. You got to continue to have that spiritual flow. And then see, if you see that spiritual flow ain't flowing, you examine yourself. When you examine yourself, God going to let you know, amen, what you done picked up and what you need to put down. Hallelujah. Have that spiritual flow in your heart, if which is only come by faith in Christ. Come by faith in Christ. Now, what he did on Calvary for us, what he did, we can be wise or we can be foolish. I choose to be wise. Hallelujah. Because I want to be ready when he comes. Amen.
Amen.
You know, people don't realize this. Don't mean people don't realize this. Just because they're a churchgoer, they don't want to say, they don't want to believe. If somebody asks them, they'll tell you they're right. Okay, I'm living right. I'm going to church. I'm going to church twice a week. But it don't make you to be right if you ain't got that word of God in your heart and you ain't living by that word of God. And you're what you're doing then. If you ain't living right, ain't even one other choice, you're living wrong. Salvation comes the right way, not the false way. Amen. So many saying, well, I got salvation. But if you're not living according to the word of God, no, no, no. You got a false salvation. And ain't read nowhere in God's word that false salvation he will accept. He's not going to accept it. Amen. You're going to be either right or you're going to be wrong. Then another thing people are going to say, some say, well, oh, it's too late for you. Oh, no, it's never too late for me because I got Jesus. I told you I go to church twice a week. I still say, it comes to times in our life, if we just not wise, we not staying prayed up, we're not being fast, ain't no praying fast enough in God, if we are not searching his word, hallelujah, from Genesis to Revelation, and applying his word, and you know, you say, well, I don't have no way to get around. There's some people. I don't have no way to get around, but yeah, the word of God did say this. Well, you got a mouth. You got a mouth. And if you open your mouth, the Bible says he'll fill it with good things. You pray. And people don't even want to take time to pray. Well, I prayed last night. I don't have to pray today. See, that's how the devil got your mind so messed up that your oil has ran out. Hallelujah. Your mind is not functioning right. Because last night ain't got nothing to do with today. He said every day is a new day. And every day could be your last day. So you as a body, or we as the body of Christ, we supposed to stay in his word. We supposed to stand and fasting. At time, we supposed to pray. Pray all the time. The word of God said, pray without ceasing. Because somebody, somewhere, leaving this earth and don't know Jesus. We pray. And that prayer would go places we never would be able to go. Somebody might be on their dying bed. We don't know where they at, but God knows where they at. He can send somebody in there, and he or she could lead that person in a sense. But if nobody is praying, those missionaries still going in that one bunch, going to that one house, they not spreading out. I don't mean to go alone. We supposed to go. We're supposed to have people with us. But I'm just saying they continue going to one particular area, and we got to go all over because he said his word got to reach the entire sub-earth. Mm-hmm. No, he said it. I didn't say it. He said it. And he said when his word reached the entire sub-earth, he coming back. But if somebody go in there and pray for that person, maybe somebody just got shot laying there, and you pray at that person, do you believe it? And do you want to be saved? They say yes before they take their last breath. And they go through the sinner's prayer according to the word of God. They are faith. So if you are not wise, you wouldn't do it. And if you was foolish, no. You'll keep on walking. I ain't going to go amongst that. I know. I just ain't going amongst that because, you know, I ain't going to get in no trouble. I ain't seen who did this or seen who do that. You got a mouth to pray. He didn't tell you. You had to run to New York. You might be in Texas. Pray. Pray for the state to New York. And the state, they mean every soul in New York City that don't know him in the pardon of their sin. Pray for them. Number 4 verse says, but the wise took all in their vessels with their lamp. Mm-hmm. It's the only way we can do this. It's the only way we can live this holy, righteous life. Amen. Which only come about. It's only come about when we have faith in our God. And you know, we got a background scripture. It's Romans 8, 1 and 2 through the 11th verse. And you know, you can read it for yourself. The background scripture, 8, Mm-hmm. Romans 8, praise God for Jesus. Romans 8, 1, 2, through the 11th verse. Amen. Because if we want to get this thing right, we got to get it like the Bible says. God wants us to be wise. He don't want us to be foolish. Amen. The fifth verse say, so we all through the Word of God, we got to maintain our relationship with Christ. This is a constantly thing. Amen. But the fifth verse say, while the bridegroom tarry, they all slumber and slept. You know, the bridegroom is tarrying. He tarrying. He giving us opportunity. All those things say, he giving us opportunity to get saved. Every day is salvation if you only choose salvation. Amen. Because if the bridegroom love us enough to tarry, what people going to, they still slumming and sleeping. Slumming and sleeping. Amen. They got time, they said. Oh, I get my life tomorrow, but tomorrow is not promised. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let you know people are doing something wrong. They sleeping. They slumming. They doing everything but giving God the praise. If you praise God, if you continue to praise God, you're gonna find yourself getting in prayer more. You praise God, you're gonna begin to get in the Word more. When you praise God, you're gonna continue to love more. You're gonna continue to reach out and help somebody. But no. Mm-hmm. That spirit done went to sleep in you. We need to wake it up now. Wake it up. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the Holy Spirit go to sleep. Don't let it go to sleep and say, oh, I am saved. Oh, I am sanctified. Oh, but you ain't living the Word. Some preachers today are really afraid to tell that person or the people in the church, because they got so many reasons why. But God told us in his Word of God, if we don't tell the truth, what's going to happen to us? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to us? Hell, we're going to lift our eyes because all those people's blood going to be on our hand. Amen. That's true. You know the truth going to tell them, and that person going on thinking they right. But then there is some people know they wrong. If people really know they wrong. There's people living in this world that know they're living in sin. But they still go to church and they'll say, oh, I am saved. I thank God my heart. And sister so-and-so and brother. Time is running out. And we, as the body of Christ, we got to stay wise. We got to stay in a hurry. We got to stay in prayer. Because if prayer wasn't important, it wouldn't be in the Word of God. Pray without ceasing. We can't cease from prayer because we need prayer. Prayer is the main thing that holds us up because we praying God's word back to him. Amen. People just really need to get this thing like the Bible says. And stop thinking just because they're a member of somebody's church and they die thinking they're going to heaven. Oh no. You get in the Word of God and read it. You'll find out where you're going. I ain't got to tell you. Let's keep on. You'll find out very soon. And he said, the Word of God say, talking about faith. It takes faith to live this life. It takes faith to live the righteous life. And the fifth verse say, the bridegroom, he tarry. They all slumber and slept. Mm-hmm. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. You know, when that bridegroom comes, the church going to be, I believe, at that particular time, yeah, we're going to go out. We're going to be wrapped up. But you know what? You ain't going to be wrapped up if that Holy Spirit not in you, like Jesus looking for, let me keep on reading. You might say, oh, no, sister, you're wrong. I'm going to read what the Word say. Because like I said, I went over the thing last night, and I began to ask God, now I want to know. I still want to know where them five foolish virgins went. Okay? Okay, that was the sixth verse. Then all those virgins arose and they trimmed their lamps. Ha, again, started praying to him. He said, but without the oil, the trimming is worthless. You ain't got no oil. How you going to get that lamp burning? He said, without the Holy Spirit, you ain't got nothing. But if you praying up, stay praying up, begin to call on Jesus right now. Call up on him, you'll feel his spirit going through your body. Call up on him, you'll feel him. But if you call up on him, you don't feel nothing. That should make you want to examine yourself. Okay? And the eighth verse says, and the foolish said unto the wise, yield us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. It was too late then. It was too late. And that's where it's going to be when Jesus appears. It's going to be too late. Morning, Holly, I didn't know. Oh, yes, you did. God's word is going forth all over the world, even as I am in my house this day. His word is going forth every day. And you have, people have the opportunity to receive it. Amen. They have the opportunity, but they refuse. Amen. Go on out. Give us your oil. You know, people just got enough oil for themselves. They ain't got enough to give. God didn't ordain me like that. Mm-hmm. Because if he ordained me for one man to give another man, he wouldn't have to send it back here. He sent it back. Because he knows we're going to need power upon this earth. Amen. We need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And he sent it back. Whosoever will, let him receive. Amen. But the wise answer said, not so. Okay? Not so. Not so. Because he said, in other words, we just got enough for ourselves. Come, you go out there and buy. But go ye rather to them who sell and buy for yourself. You can't buy the Holy Spirit. He didn't ordain for the buy the Holy Spirit. That spiritual energy cannot drive from one to the other. You give me some of yours, I'm going to pull some of yours, I'm going to put it in my... It wasn't ordained. God did not ordain that. He said his Father going to send it back in his name because he knew that we're going to need it. We're going to need it. We need every minute of our life. Amen.
Amen.
Too late. If you have the opportunity to receive God as your Lord and Savior, amen. And once you do that, yeah, you become a virgin. But if you don't stay in the Word of God and do what the Word of God do, your lamp gonna go out. Amen. And you can tell when a person got the light, that the lamp and the oil, Holy Spirit flowing in them. You can tell it. You can tell them when they started talking, you know God is in their soul. Because no, not only looking at, but you are filled. It's a make a contact, them spirit contact. To let you know, and he let you know when that other person you're talking to, that spirit is drying up. It might ain't gone all, but in the conversation, you're drying up. You better go back into the word, and you better study the word, and you better get the word, because that's all we have is the word. Amen? And you got to live the word. Amen. Uh-huh. You can't give your spirit to nobody else. There ain't none of yours, no way. It belongs to God. And it said, 10th verse said, and while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came. It was too late. They went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and they who was ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. You know, like I say again, I looked at this and I said, Lord, because down through the years I have heard people talk about it, wise and foolish. And it always stuck. Where did they go? And complain and tell us, even we can go all the way to the book of Revelation if you want to. Uh-huh. Talk about an unbeliever. You talk about that. But when that door shut, that's what he said. It was too late. It was too late. There comes a time in all our life when it's too late. Today is the day. Don't put the day off for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. But today, right now, it is the day. We know we ain't got it right. Well, I don't know, do I get much? Oh, yeah, you know. Well, my preacher said, my pastor said, if I just pray, give God my heart, give my hand, no. That stuff, that dead stuff, that's what I'm going to say. It's dead stuff. If he ain't put you in the word of God, he ain't show you the scripture according to the word of God, what God said, the Lord Jesus Christ said, for you to be saved. If he ain't show you where you have to continue to live this word daily, and oh, yes, you can live it daily. You can go and work 8 or 12 hours on your shift on your job, and you still got the word of God. All you do is bring a scripture up. Hey, bring a scripture up, and you can put that scripture behind your belly and continue to do your work. Hallelujah. But it's so many people are going astray. And when I see church people doing the opposite from what the pastor had preached and told the church people, this is the way the Lord wants to live. He wants us to live that holy and sanctified life. See, I don't know about nobody else. And I say it all the time, God ain't putting me and nobody else in the jury. But when you see people out there professing they holy and doing things as the world do, you know, it used to do something to me. It used to do something to my heart. And I used to go back and talk to God. I'd be, you don't put a question, God. I said, God, I need to know this. And I need to know that. I ain't going to tell you. He answered me all the time. But when I said, Lord, I got to know now. I got to. Oh, God, show me. He'll show me through somebody else. Or sometimes he will speak it to me. Get in the word. Sometimes he'll give me the scripture. See, that was my answer right there. When he put me back in the scripture. Amen. You can't serve two masters. Mm-hmm. You're going to love one and hate the other. That's plain enough for me. See, that scripture right there will let me know. Those church girls, can't, when they can serve two. And the one that they were getting their most service to, that's the one they love. Mm-hmm. Amen. I said, there's a time coming. And you can find that in the book of Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, in the 15th verse. The third chapter in the 15th verse. Amen. When that door was shut, it was too late. He's telling us today is the day. There were religious people, too. There were religious people everywhere. They thought, because they were religious, that they were saved. They ain't got nothing to do with it. A religion is a duty. Yeah, you got a duty to live right. But they say, I got a religion, so that's all I need. But religion, look at religion, you want to know. That's a duty. Men got a duty to live right. It's a duty to stay right, too. Amen. They thought they had salvation. They thought they had salvation. But what they had, it was false. And we don't want to live this life. You know, it take a well-made-up mind to live the life that Jesus left behind. And truly, yes, it takes sacrifices sometimes. But your little sacrifice ain't nothing compared to what he did on the cross. He was willing to go. He was willing to lay down his life. But now we make a sacrifice. Well, I just ain't gonna do that. My friend want me to go to the club with them tonight. But you know, I wanna go. But keep on begging, keep on begging. Well, okay, I'm going this time. But you tell yourself, I'm going next time. That very time that you go out there, your door will be shut. It will be closed. It will be closed. Because you don't know whether or not you're going to make it back. You don't know whether or not you're going to pray. You can pray back to God. I believe you can pray God will, you know, forgive you for anything. But what I'm saying, if we put him back for we to go out and have a little fun, and then when we get back, we're going to be, there is nothing in the scripture tell us we can do that. That is false. Salvation. God's word lives forever. Amen. And we got to have that light, that Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit in our heart is that light, that Holy Spirit. That's all he's talking about, the Holy Spirit. Your lamp has went out, or your lamp is still burning. And I want mine to burn brighter and brighter. And I believe every child of God, I believe they want their light to burn on and on. But that's why it's so important today. I say it's so important that we examine ourselves. We ask God to take out the spots and the blemish and the wrinkles. Hallelujah. Take it out. Take it out. Because when he closed that door, we want to be on the inside. We don't want to be on the outside. Amen. I know I don't. Amen. I know, again, you know, the Bible said you can get angry and sin not. And I have got angry and it didn't open my mouth. But what? You in my heart. Now, you just done did something I don't like. And so let me tell you, I'm going to say this, but I'm still being worried. I think it was yesterday evening when we had got off the line, whatever. I asked my niece to do something. She didn't do what I said. I mean, I had to write. But I took it as she did it. Later on, I walked up there and I'm in front and I see she didn't do it. So I did it. I stood there a minute and let out of going to get this angry. I said, devil, I said, I bind you up. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And I send you back where you came. I turned around, I took my hand and all, and I went around there. Yes, sir, no more shaw. He come there, my dear, I see. I turned around and I asked God, I said, every unclean spirit that comes through my door, I said, take it out. My house, holy. my house is holy. And I know it's holy. And you put me in this house. And you put your Holy Spirit in me one day. But what I'm saying is, I got angry because she didn't. I mean, I said, you're going to disrespect me in my own house? So many times, I know if I would have kept that anger in me, if I didn't take a move right then, what I am saying, then something else would have came. I begin to lose my oil. Hey, I can't afford to lose my oil. Hallelujah. I said I had to go through something to keep my oil, y'all. Y'all ain't heard my testimony. I had to go through something and some things to keep my oil. But I was willing to go through it when I heard about Jesus. Amen. I took the blame. And as they said, they tried to throw stuff at me to make me shame. They about hold my head up high and I can tell the world, oh, I got Jesus. And he got me. Uh-huh. It ain't what you look. You might just look on the outside. Oh, there's nothing to her. Hey. I don't care what you say. I know what the man said that put her inside of me. Hallelujah. I know I got him. Hallelujah. But I want him more. Because we never can give enough. We can never give enough. And I have heard a lot of people say, well, I got all this, and I don't need no more. Well, I say constantly stay in the Word of God. Constantly stay in prayer when you can or when you're led of the Spirit to fasting. Amen. But you stay in that Word, stay prayerful. Stand in the Word. Search the Word. Because in them, you think you have eternal life. And most of the time, you're going to find some in Scripture. You ain't got there yet. Ain't none of us got there. Because there's no purpose on this earth. Mm-hmm. And I believe in my heart. The Lord get purpose, he gone. God going to take him out. Because there's no purpose walking this earth. Amen. But the Holy Spirit, that's the only purple one. Because he's saying five of them is wise, going to be no wise, and five of them were foolish. And I said, Lord, I want to know where the foolish went to. I want to know, Jesus. I want to know. So now, it's telling you plainly in the Word of God, He's telling you plainly. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's telling you plainly that when that bridegroom came, they followed him, those that was ready. They went in the door, and the door was. And we know, and we have read in different chapters, when God shut the door, no man can open. Amen. He said, there'll come a time. It's going to come a time. Now, you look at the time, that now might be your time. All right? If you live to see tomorrow, that day might be your time. But don't sit back and wait. He said, today. Amen. Don't let it be said too late. Amen. And we don't want to be left on the outside the door. We want to be on the inside where the bridegroom is. Amen.
Amen.
The Word of God said in the Bible, he said, afterward came also another virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. Because, yeah, they want them all up then. They said, because they was religious, they thought they were saved. And that's what grieves my heart daily. When I think about everybody that's leaving this earth that don't know Jesus. That's why I pray to God daily. I pray. I ask God. I say, every soul in this earth, God. I said, send somebody. Because there's somebody somewhere in this world. They so far off. Some people don't even want to go to them. People don't have the equipment. people don't have the computers to pull up other little preachers and stuff. And in their heart, I know they don't know Jesus, but in their heart, if somebody tell them, I believe in my heart that they will receive. Mm-hmm. They will receive if somebody tell them about Jesus. Because if somebody is tired of the life they live in, somebody want to see a change in their life. Amen. Because I don't know about them, but I believe. Because I knew before I was received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I knew I wanted a different change. I was a different change. I want a different change to be in my life. And on a way, we can live that good and righteous life that we truly got to be born again of the Spirit and of the water. Well, we know that water there. I'm talking about the water. Mm-hmm. He said he baptized us in the Holy Spirit. Jesus will. Uh-huh. You can go and jump in a lake and do all that. Yeah, that's fine, too. But I'm talking about that. One baptism. One God. One faith. One baptism. That means he baptized you. When he asked us no more shy with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and fire with the evidence of speaking in tongues at the Spirit of God given mother. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus, our bridegroom, we come to get his bride. And his bride can't be half-dressed. Bride dress can't have no spot. Good God Almighty. And you know if they ain't living right, come trying to march through the door with spots. And my bride standing, groom is standing right up in front. I'm about to go walk down. No. I'll be pushed to the side and open it. Somebody open that door, I'll be left out. But now if I've got a beautiful white dress, no spot, no blemish, no rancors, hallelujah, I can go up there and meet my bridegroom, hallelujah. And he can meet his bride. I want to be his bride. I want to be his bride. And I know the only way I can be and continue to be his bride, I got to live according to his word. Amen. I got to live a daily walk with him, asking him daily, Father, what would you have me to do today? What would you have me to do today? You don't believe, you start to ask him. You start to ask him. Mm-hmm. Well, suppose he tell you something you can't do. He ain't going to tell me nothing that I can't do. I might don't have transportation from Northport to Tuscaloosa, but I sure got a map. I can stay in Northport and pray for Tuscaloosa. We ain't got no excuse. We don't have no excuse. And I'm talking about the wise virgin and the foolish virgin. And we ought to want to be that wise virgin. We don't want to be that foolish virgin because the dog going to shed on us. And it's going to be too late. And we're going around here doing things that we know is wrong. But we professing them as they right. Try to have his name. Try to want somebody to look up to us. Hey, I ain't want nobody to look up to me. As long as I know Jesus got me, it's all right with me. Hallelujah. God told me, he told me, Nicodemus, it's the way. Mm-hmm. People get so high. I mean, they get so high in their mind. They get so high they can't even put the shoes on. But that ain't the way. Love is one of the ways. You got the love. And there's so many people that hate today. And I said, they is the foolish virgin. The wise virgin for the walk upright. Amen. And what's so good about it, sometimes if you living, I'm living all I know to live, then maybe there's something, God sees something. He'll send somebody and say, my daughter, God wants you to do X, Y, and Z. Well, I know in my heart I ain't doing X, Y, and Z. I know that's a word from the Most High. So I want to be wise, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to pray. God, the man of God, the woman of God, said, they see this in my life. God, I'm asking you. I want you to move it. I want you to move X, Y, and Z. We got time now, in the time frame now. But we don't know what this enemy is going to bring. You ask God now. So, Father, you clean me from everything that I let you. I have came too far. I have been through so much. I've been through it because one day I felt in my heart I had to go through in order to get to Jesus. And I was determined that nobody was going to stop me. God, he know I love my mama. He know I love my mama. And there were times she tried to get in my way. Mama, you can't stop me. Because I got a touch of him. I just got a touch of him. And he was so good, I want some more. He was so good, I take a beating to get to him. I take it, Lord. And I stood there. And I went. And I kept going. And I kept eating. I became like that sponge you put in the water. You put that sponge in the water after a while. You know, the top might be dry, but, honey, it be soaking up that water. Soaking up that water. And when that sponge stay in that water long enough, it's going to be soaking wet. That's what I want. I want to get in Jesus. I want to get so much in him. Hallelujah. That nothing will not be able to move me. Because it's come, things coming, and I keep on saying, we ain't seeing nothing yet. And we're going to need the Holy Spirit. We're going to need the Holy Spirit to direct us what to do, when to do, how to do. Amen. We need that. We need it. We need all this. Amen. The 11th verse say, the other verse. These were the foolish verse. They started hollering, Lord, Lord, open up to us. I said they had a religion, but their religion cannot save them. Amen. It could not save me. Amen. Because God was showing, he left his word behind to show us. If you don't stay with him, where you going to go? He said the door was shut. You tell me what did that mean when the door was shut. When the door was shut to me, then let me know. Hell, I'm going to lift my eye. I don't know how you interpret. Because he said, when he shut that door, no man can open. In the 12th verse, said, and he answered. And he said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. If they ain't plain enough, I don't know nothing else to tell you. He said, I know you not. Because you've been disobedient to my word. That's what he is. You've been disobedient to my word. You start out being a wise virgin, you shall remain a wise virgin. And like I said, people's in the church today, but not in Christ. They're in that building, but they don't have him. Other people walk in, busy, they look around, and it's all church full of people, they got these. Because they sitting on that pew, or sitting on that bank, it don't mean they got it. So we need to examine ourselves daily. It's examine time now. I said, examine time. Make sure you a wise virgin. Make sure. Praise God. Make sure. that you is a wise virgin, not a foolish virgin, because that door going to be closed. Number 13 say, watch therefore, for you know not, neither the day nor the hour, wherein the Son of Man coming. We should always live our life. If Jesus will come today, we'll be ready. This is a personal thing. We should always live the life, our daily life in Christ Jesus, that if he comes today, we will be ready to go back with him. We must be ready, because Jesus is coming. Coming. We don't know what hour. We don't know what minute. And Revelation tells us that too. Amen. God, the Lord Jesus, wants us to be wise. He wants us to be wise servants of his. Not to be foolish. Because if we be foolish, we will allow our fall to go out or to dry up. You might say, well, how are you going to dry up? Well, I'm sitting down, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing nothing for Jesus. I ain't doing nothing for nobody else. And all of a sudden, you get that spirit of uncertain. I'm not too uncertain. Well, long as I go to church and hear the word Sunday, you know, I heard the word. But we can't play with him like that. He's not a play dog. He's not a play, I say, a truck. What young boys love their truck. They play with their truck, and then they get tired of playing with it, they'll push it aside. And when the young little girl gets tired of holding her little baby doll, she'll push it aside. Uh-uh. He don't work that way. He said his way was a straight and narrow way. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you today, church, we got to get it just like the Bible says. And if we don't get Jesus like the Bible said, we're going to be left behind. We're going to be left behind. And truly today, I don't think there is a soul in this world that want to be left behind. So let's get it right. Let's get it right. Let's get in the word. Some people don't even go to a church. But you don't go to a church, you know a preacher, you don't know no preacher, get on Block Talk. And ask for any preacher, any licensed preacher. But if you want a stirring one, you ask for an apostle. The man of God, would you lead me in a sinner's prayer? Because I want to be right. Man of God, will you give me scriptures to read? Because, you know, I ain't been to that church. Man of God, it's all right for me to listen in on your line. We know he's going to say yes. Well, you know, I have a thing about going around people because our people got so many excuses. I mean, some of them is really serious because there are some people have, I call it anxiety. But I don't know, they might name some there. They don't like to be around a crowd. But see, that's no excuse. Jesus said, no excuse. Why? Because he gave the man of God a line. That he said, whosoever will, you can get on it. You can get on it. You can get on it. Because every day he welcomes people to his mind. Or he can, those that got computers, they can get on their computers and type his name in. They don't know the number. And ask him, Apostle, I'm trying to reach you. Give me a number I can reach you because I want to get on the line because I want you to pray for me and I want my soul saved because I don't want that door to close and I'm behind that door. I want to be in that door. And stop playing with their life. I see people leaving every day. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Yeah, Lord, yes, I Maria Sunday. Pray Biasta, Maria Sun. People's on their way to hell. And we looking at, and I use the word we because I ain't trying to put no finger at nobody. Ask the body of Christ. And we know everybody in the body of Christ. I don't know why. But I'm telling us today, everybody that can hear my voice, it's time that we do a spiritual search. A spiritual search. Because it might be that little thing, and we don't want that little thing to keep us from getting in the door where he at. Because that little big thing could keep us behind the door. I said, somebody needs to give their heart to God. Come to him while you got the chance. Amen. That's all it takes. Get in the word and say, God, I want to be that wise servant of you. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that servant that ain't got no spirit. I don't want to be the old foolish servant. But I want to be the wise servant of the Most High God. And that's what Jesus is looking for. He's looking for us. Be wise in the Lord. Amen. What he saying now? He said, be wise. He telling us. And if we be wise, we will have the light of Christ in our heart. Uh-huh. And I just like when I keep on reading that. He said, five of them were wise and five was foolish. And you know a lot of people went, oh, we ain't foolish. I've got just as much of Jesus you got. I ain't trying to go along and mention my Jesus to you. I'm trying to go and read the word of God and see what I'm liking. And when I read something that I'm liking, I'm going to my Heavenly Father. I'm going to tell him, watch me. I tell him all the time, and very often time, oh God, but I pray to him every day. But I tell him, put me in that watch tool. And put me, and you rub me like that rub boy, because I want to be clean.
Amen.
If I didn't want to live this holy life, I would get out there and do everything I'm big enough to do. And I ain't talking about now. I'm talking about even when I was a young woman. When I was a young woman, I had the same talk that I have today. Either I'm going to be in it or I'm going to be out of it. And I choose to be in it because I want to make it. I want to make it with my Jesus. Wherever he be, I want to be there also. That's what I'm singing. And so I just praise my Lord and Savior. I praise him for one day when I thought I was, I wasn't living no rough life. But I was still in singing because, I repented. But what I'm saying, I wasn't doing everything the Bible said. I read certain chapters, certain scriptures. But as a young woman, yeah, I want to go to a party. I want to go to a dance. I want to have me a little boyfriend. Because I didn't know. I didn't have nobody tell me that was wrong. Mm-hmm. But the Lord would tell me when I get to those places. He would tell me who to associate with. But one day he put me where he want me to put it. And he allowed me to get this word. And baby, when I got it, I didn't turn it loose. Good God Almighty. I said, I didn't turn it loose. I held tight. Because I was told, baby, you got to walk this cross line. You got to walk it. And I thank God. For my spiritual mother. Yes. She wouldn't let me go out there and do what all the young girls do. She said, oh, no, you cannot. I said, well, why can't I do it? They doing it. Because she seen what God had in me. I couldn't see it. And sometimes I tell you now, I still can't see it. See, God called you to be set aside. You can't do what the world do. I thank you, God. I thank you for loving me when I didn't know the love of myself.
Amen.
And that's the end of this verse. Amen. But I thank God for letting me know because I used to wonder. Like I said, I used to wonder what did the mother five virgins went to. And according to the scripture, you might say, well, I don't see it say hell. I didn't see it when it said hell. He said the door was shut. Go in the book of Revelation and you read. Uh-huh. When the door shut, that means you ain't going to come in. And that's plain enough. That's just plain enough that you, I don't know what these folks doing nowadays, but you know, when I came up, I guess they still doing it. If the man want milk from his cow, he had to go out there and milk the cow. And if he didn't milk his cow, he couldn't get no milk, okay? So that's just plain enough. That's plain enough that I can give it to you. Mm-hmm. Because the door was shut. Ain't no, no way for you getting it. Uh-uh. And then, that's when Jesus told you, he said, when they began to call him Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord. Or the word, Lord, Lord, let us in. He said, I knew you not. He said, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. And we don't want the Lord to tell us that. We don't want the Lord to tell us that. If we have tried to live this holy life, or this righteous life, whatever you want to call it, and we think, well, God, I did this, y'all let me in. No, he ain't going to let you in. He didn't say, eat some of the row. Ezekiel said, eat the whole row. Uh-huh. Stand in the gap. Mm-hmm. I want you to eat the whole. I mean, eat this word. Eat it up. Chew it up. It might be better, but I tell you, after a while, keep on chewing it. When it hits your belly, going to be like no more sharp. Let me not say. Yes, Lord, he's going to be sweet. God's word is sweet. Mm. I thank him. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I just praise
your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. You seem fit. Hallelujah, Lord. God, you know. You know I tell you often too, Lord. I said, God, all I want to do, I obey your word. I just want to go to church. What about you? He said, feed my sheep. Ah, Lord, feed my lamb. Feed my sheep. I said, God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it, Jesus. I don't want to do it. That's because my mama said Jesus had 12 disciples. And they was all mean. I said, I don't want to do it, Lord, please. I went on down the hall. And I didn't want nobody to see me out there talking, because first thing people would have said, you crazy. And I ducked in one of the rooms, wasn't nobody in there. Hey, glory. I mean, he spoke to me like I'm speaking out to you. He said, Mary, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. And I said, Jesus, I don't know what that is. And I was crying, tears were flowing down my face. I said, I don't know. He said, you're lying, you do know. He said, that's my people. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to preach the word. And how did I know that bring the word preaching out my mouth? I tell you, when God dealing with you, good God Almighty, he done put it in you. I just didn't want to preach. I just really want to love on Jesus and go to church. And he said, feed my lamb. Feed my sheep. Feed my... I said, Lord, I don't know what to say. I said, Jesus, there's some words in that Bible I can't even pronounce. And I said, I don't want to be standing for your people and I can't pronounce your word. I'm telling you, tears were flowing down on my cheeks. And he said to me, Millie, when you get where I see you, when you go, he said, you open your mouth, he said, I speak to you.
Amen.
I thank God for Jesus, y'all. I thank God. I said, God, I don't know enough. I don't know enough to tell nobody nothing. No, I don't know enough, but he knows. He knows. He knows. And I'm
Amen.
So glad. And I'm so glad. He let me know. He can use anybody. Like I said, if he can use anything, he can use me. and that will make me feel so great. I don't have to be high and mighty. Hallelujah. But he can use little old me. And if he can use little old me, you big man and you big woman, bow down, let him use you. Y'all pray for me. Hallelujah. Because truly God knows I mean Jesus all the way. I mean Jesus all the way. If I can tell the world, I said, I got saved when I was in my 20s. Hallelujah. So I ain't just got saved now. If God would roll back the time, he'll tell, he'll let you hear them same words that she's saying, she'd be telling again. See, I made Jesus my choice. I made him my choice because I know I didn't have nothing else. No one else could help me. I said, Jesus came. Jesus came. Jesus used me. Hallelujah. I thank God for him using me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, throughout the life, some people might get a little weak, but, hey, I never stopped holding on to my Jesus. So much was I was dealing with, but I was still praying. I never stopped praying. That's why he let me stand, because if I want to stop praying, I want to make it. I still pray. I still pray. He still talked to me. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that he loved me so much that he called me friend. And I can tell the world he is my friend. Amen, amen. I'm going to shut my big mouth now. I'm going to turn the Father over into the hands of our Apostle Calendar. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Colander?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bishop? I know Pastor had to go to the doctor. I don't know if the bishop go with her or not. Pastor Colander? But he'll come back. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Let me pray. Let me pray because it's praying time now. Oh, God. Oh, God. We come in the name of Jesus. We come. Thank you, Lord. Thanking you for life, health, and strength. God, we lift up every soul. I said every in the entirety of this world, because you said before you come back, your word is going to go the entirety of the world, because you're giving every man an opportunity to come to you. Father, I pray for those right now is hungry, God, don't have no food, don't have no water. Some don't even have sufficient water. But I pray, God, because you said you are the bread and you are the water. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray, God, that you will church them, Lord. And I pray, God, those that live in far and near, even have the opportunity, airplanes and helicopters, that fill it up and go. Put it down where the people can get them some food. Even if they don't want to come out their pocket all the time, they can ask everybody to come and bring the food to a certain place, and they'll pick it up and take it to them. Lord, we don't have no excuse today. But I always say there's so many rich people. They doing so much other stuff with their money, and somebody going to bed hungry. I know you ain't pleased with it. Somebody got filthy water to drink, and I know you ain't pleased with it. But, Father, I ask you right now, Lord, to send them some help. I know you said you is the present help. You is the help, God, in time of need. I pray for those that don't know you as of this point right now in the part of their sin, that they will hear your word some way. they will hear your word some way. And even so, God, you can just reveal into the heart to call your name. And that song said, we call on Jesus. He will answer prayer. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, I know there was time in my house, I'm talking about my mother's house at the time, and I would be cleaned up in one room. In one room, I would hear Jesus say, go in the other room and pray. So, God, if you did it to me, you can do it for all these people in the world. You can put in their mind. They might don't know how to pray, but, God, you will let them know how to pray. If they call on your name, you know whether or not they need to be saved. God, you will save them. They will ask you to come. They will ask you to come into the heart in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Because somebody is finna cross over now. Somebody in this world, I say, finna cross over now, and they don't know you, Lord. They don't know you, Lord. Send somebody. I speak the word. I can speak the word. Whosoever it may be. God, I ask you to get into them right now and let them repent of their sin. And ask you to come into their heart and become their Lord. I believe by faith they will be saved. They will be saved. God, people are leaving this world every day. Some know you, some don't know you. But we don't never hear nothing about nobody, even though been no man in the hospital sick for a period. We don't never hear no testimony that somebody went out there and led that person to a sinner's prayer. God, it's a beautiful thing to lead people in a sinner's prayer. Send somebody, God. Send somebody. Oh, God, I desire that every soul be saved. And I know you desire because you made me. Let them be saved, Jesus. Let them be saved. And I ask you, God, those that got sickness in their body, uncurable sickness, lupus, the doctor can't find no cure. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch all these sciences. Oh, they experimented on this and that, but put in their mind what to use, what to use, what other medicine will mix with other medicine and bring our healing in our name, God. Because you said in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, you said, then you will hear from heaven. See, that's why I said it's just not enough. It's just not enough seeking your face. It's enough to keep in the world. But it's just not enough to seek your face. Because a lot of these sickness and disease will be diminished. And now, Lord, I ask you, God, be healing to them. All uncurable diseases that's in the land. God, we speak healing because your word said, by your stripes, it's already healed. Now they need the manifestation of it. God, I ask you, God, move for your people, Lord. Help the saints of God. We intercede for the saints of God all over the world because some of them slipping. Some of them slipping. And God, we want them to pull up their slip so it won't be sliding from up under their dress. Get sincere. Pray. Repent. Pray. Lord, have mercy. So much, God, I can say, but people, sister, you always trying to judge. I'm not trying to judge nobody. But I said, people are going to hell. I'm crying on the inside because I'm feeling the burden. I'm feeling it. Lord Jesus, and they don't know no better. They run into all these comforts. Listen to somebody. and walking out still with sin in the heart. God, I'm asking you, God. I'm asking you, God. Because you're going to move. I said, you're going to move. It ain't going to be long. You're going to move, Jesus. But I ask you, God, everybody don't have a mind to be saved. Give them a mind to be saved. Because today is the day that man to get a heart to you. I pray for all my friends. I pray for all the ministers all over this world. We all get a closer walk with Jesus. And I thank you, Lula. I thank you, Lula, for taking out your busy time to come in. I thank you, Lord, for her. In the name of Jesus. And I just lift my cousin.
Amen.
My spirit. She's in New York. I'm praying for her mind. I'm praying for her mind. I'm praying for God to restore the parts of her mind that need to be restored. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, yes.
Praise be to God.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Apostle, Kalaner, Lula.
Yeah?
If you want to, you can say a prayer.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord God, we come right now. We come humble, and we come with love in our hearts for you.
Yeah,
Lord, we want to take time right now and say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for blessing us to see this day, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that you allowed me to be on to hear the word of God.
Yeah, Lord.
Lord, preach so plainly. Thank God for our dear Millie for bringing it today to us. We need it.
Yes,
we need it right now, Lord.
Right now.
Oh, I know that family where the man was murdered by the police. They need you right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we calling on you. You see this world with violence and everybody carrying a gun, even a 6-year-old. Lord God, we calling on you right now, Lord. Oh, be with us in this time. Give us strength, courage, and wisdom. Don't let us be foolish. Lord, guide our steps the way you would have us to go, Lord.
Lord.
We need you, Lord. Oh, right now. Lord, you know my situation and needing a car. Oh, I thank Apostle for praying for me. Lord, I'm calling on you.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes.
got
thank
all
you, Lord.
Power.
You
yes,
said Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You won't leave us or forsake us. Lord God, we need you right now.
Lord,
we thank you. For all you've done, for all you will do, God, you're good all the time. And all the time, you are so good. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Oh, we give you honor. Oh, you're so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God, right now. Thank you. And bless everyone on the line, Lord God. Lord, ooh, the sick, the shed in, those that are out of their mind. Lord, they don't know who they are or whose they are. But I know, God, you got all power. You said it in your word. All power is invested in your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, right now we come thanking you, Lord, and giving you praise and honor for this time, this fellowship. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, God. Hallelujah, God. Ooh.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Time. I said, time is winding up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yeah.
Thank you, Lula. Thank you,
oh, Lula. Oh, I praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yes.
You
Hallelujah.
Are blessed to me. Thank you, Millie.
You're
I
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You just blessed my life, and I yes. thank you that you take the time to call and check on me, and I thank you for all your words of encouragement. So
yes.
I just thank you. Please, God, give us more of you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
That's what we need. More of him. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I heard Deacon.
Well, I didn't hear nobody. Maybe
I heard Deacon when you started out praying. I heard him. You know, maybe he done hung up. But anyway,
maybe.
I'm going to call Pastor Callan. And then,
okay.
Wait a minute.
He's done.
Did I hear Deacon
yes.
now? Deacon.
Amen. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Would you like to pray today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He's not. I'm gonna have to leave. Somebody's calling me, but
okay,
go
babe.
Right
okay,
ahead.
Thank you, Lou.
All
okay.
right. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Go ahead and pray.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Heavenly Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the word that was revolved on today, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask, oh, Heavenly Father, continue to touch those, Heavenly Father, that came and heard your word, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, it's all about your will, Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father, Lord, that touch the woman of God, Heavenly Father. Lord, she is your servant, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift on this church line, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's all about your will. Lord, it's about you, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch all over the world, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you say in the word, when two or three are gathered, Lord, you in the midst, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in the book of St. Matthew, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, Heavenly Father. I ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you to continue to touch the man of God. Lift up Apostle Callan. You, this man of God, Heavenly Father. Lord, here's your servant, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now on this land, Heavenly Father, on this church land, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father.
Lord,
when we came on this church land, Heavenly Father. Lord, when we got off, we felt different, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you to continue to touch those lift up Apostle Callan and his family. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up Bishop James Washington, Heavenly Father. Continue to touch him, Heavenly Father. Continue to crown him from his soul to his feet, Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to touch every segment, bone in his body, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you, oh, Heavenly Father, continue to touch him right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we need you more than anything, Heavenly Father. Lord, if we ever need you, we need you right now, Heavenly Father. Right now, Lord, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, Heavenly Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to touch him right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift him up right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, lift him up, Heavenly Father. Continue to touch his lungs and his body. Lord, touch every organ. All and every tissue, every bone in his body, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We ask you right now, Heavenly Father, to lift him up. Lift up the grandchildren and the grandson, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to lift him up, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you to continue to lift up his lovely life, a lovely wife, Heavenly Father, Apostle Linda Washington, Heavenly Father, when she comes, we give her a good report, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch her eyes, touch her lips, touch her tongue, Heavenly Father. Continue to crown her from her soul to her feet, Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to lift up the woman, God. We ask you to lift up her two sons and her daughter, Heavenly Father. Lift up Peter and Dorian, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up her daughter, Evangeline Smith, Heavenly Father. Lord, her son-in-law, Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to lift her up right now, Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to lift her up right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we ask you to lift up. We ask you to lift up Apostle Millie Jefferson, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to touch her friend up in New York, Heavenly Father. Lord, whatever is going on, Lord, you know more than I know. Lord, continue to work it out, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, anything that I say to anyone, Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now. I know it's about your will, Heavenly Father. Lord, it is you, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to touch those in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you, we pray for those with good report, Heavenly Father. Lord, I know that you are hearing miracles, Heavenly Father. Lord, it is your will, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we call you Dr. Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, only you don't make no mistakes, Heavenly Father. Only you, Heavenly Father. Lord, only you is the health, Heavenly Father. All prayers, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask you to touch those up and around Memphis, Tennessee, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up the woman, lift up the mother that lost her son, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, her children that lost her son, Heavenly Father. We ask you to lift all over the world, California, Heavenly Father, everything that's going on in this world, everything that's people don't get along, don't love one another no more. But, Lord, only people that get mad at one another, that got jealousy and monster in their heart, mad at one another, can't stand one another. But, Lord, we know only you can work that problem, Heavenly Father. You can work it out, Heavenly Father. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, Heavenly Father. I ask you to touch those right now, Heavenly Father. We ask you to lift them up right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch them right now, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up those all over the world, Heavenly Father. Lift up those callers that all over the world, that they heard your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, that those that's crying out to you, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we need you more than anything, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you to continue to lift up my family as well, Heavenly Father. But Lord, we ask you to continue to give them the strength, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift them up to travel grace and mercy on dangerous highways, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Evangelist Brown, Pastor Brown, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift up Apostle Stewart and Pastor George Stewart, Heavenly Father. Continue to lift them up, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to lift them up right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift them up in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch them right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch those all over the world, Heavenly Father. Lord, we have this. They ask you to lift up, touch Mother Grant, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, to continue to lift them up. Lift up Mother Grant, Heavenly Father, wherever she might be, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift her. She babysitting her grandchildren, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up her grandson, Heavenly Father. Lord, that she go minister, and she go feed the humble, Heavenly Father. And we ask in your name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. And Lord, Lord, we thank you, and we pray, lift up Evangelist Lula, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to change her strength, Heavenly Father, wherever she might be, Heavenly Father. Touch her home, lift her whole community. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you, and we honor you, and we praise you, and in the name of Jesus,
appreciate
we praise
you,
and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let it all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. The line is open if anyone out there would like to come on and say a word or would like to pray. You may do so at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Apostle Stewart.
Yes.
Apostle Millie Jefferson. That was a powerful and on-time message.
Praise
wonderful
Lord.
That God used you today to minister unto us. And we receive it, and we enjoyed that word. And I tell you, Deacon, that was a powerful, powerful prayer.
Yes, it was.
That,
yes, it was.
And also
Lula.
Lula, yeah, the sister
yes.
Lula. Powerful, powerful prayer that she prayed as well. And
yes.
That message about the 10 virgins is always a powerful message. Five were wise and five were foolish.
Yes.
And the foolish took no oil in their vessel. They had oil in the lamp, but they took no extra oil with them. And the wise, of course, they had oil in their lamp, but they took extra oil. So when the time came and the foolish ran out and needed some more oil, they asked of the wise, you know, for some oil from their lamp, but they said no, going by, you know. But when they went to go to leave to go by, as you said, Apostle Millie, you said that when they left to go buy the oil, when they come back, the bridegroom hadn't come, and the wise had went in, and the door was shut. And you could just get a picture of that door slamming.
My God.
And them being on the inside and the foolish being on the outside. And you said people was wondering whether, you know, the foolish would appear.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, there was nowhere else for them to appear but to miss out. You
That's
miss
right.
out on God. You miss out on everything.
That's right.
And this is portraying, you know, God and his church.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us that have been born again have become saved, and we go in to be with the bridegroom, which Jesus Christ, he's the bridegroom, and the church is the bride.
Yeah.
Thank God. We're married to him. We have his name on.
Amen.
We are the body of Christ. That's what we're called. And so we're one with him. And we go in with him and dine with him into the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're not going to be guests at this wedding supper, but we'll be the bride there.
Amen.
The angels will be guests, and perhaps Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, some of the patriarchs of old, they might be the guests, but the church that he purchased with his own blood, we're going to be the bride sitting at that table, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be the guest. Guests would be the angels and like that. But it's so wonderful that we could be called the bride of Christ.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
a wonderful thing that a man would do whatever he needs to do for his bride. He'll do anything for his bride because he loves her.
Amen.
And the Bible about how that Jesus Christ loves us. He loves us. And so because he loves us, he was willing to lay his life down for us.
Yes,
while we were sinners, doing everything we were big enough to do, Jesus came, God personified in the flesh, to be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but not just to be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but to actually go to the cross.
Amen.
And shed his blood for us, so that he could purchase us with his own blood. So now we no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong to him. He bought us. He bought us. The price was high. He paid for us with his precious blood. And what a wonderful thing to be owned by God. We're owned by him. We no longer are owned by the devil. We were born in sin the first time and shaped out iniquity, but we've been born again. We no longer belong to the devil. We no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong to him who bought us, him who purchased us with his own blood. And so that's a wonderful thing for God to own us. And he said, touch not mine anointed. Touch not that belong to me.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And do my prophets no harm. So we belong to him. In the days of Noah, it was a similar situation, when Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives came up on the ark, and the door was shut. And what was so powerful about that ark was made of three stories, but it wasn't but one boat. Three stories, but it wasn't but one boat.
All right.
To me, that represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
being one. One and the same, because Jesus glory to God, John said, 1 John 5 and 7 said, there'll be three that bear record in heaven. He said, the Father, the Word instead of the Son, and he said, the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He penned that down for our learning, and that verse concluded by saying, these three are one. So in the days of Noah, it was just one boat, but it was made up of three stories. Not only that, they came in through the side.
Mm-hmm.
Noah was in the side of the ark. When Jesus was hanging up on the cross, they pierced him in his side, the centurion soldier.
They
and
did.
When he pulled that spear out of his side, forward came blood and water. Blood and water, that represents his bride. That represents the church.
Mm-hmm.
The first man, Adam, who was created from the dust of the ground, the Bible said that God blew the breath of life into the nostrils of the first man, Adam, and Adam became a living soul. But then when all of the animals had a mate to produce and to multiply, man didn't have a mate at that time. So God said it's not good for man to be alone. And so he took from man's side, like the blood and the water came out of Jesus' side, like the dough was in the side of the ark. When he was in a deep sleep, the Bible said that God snatched a rib out of his side, one bone, meaning one woman or one wife for one husband, one bone out of his side. And when he pulled that bone out of his side, he enclosed flesh around it and created a woman and brought her to the man to see what he would call her. As she was bone of his bones, one bone from a number of bones, a bone of his bones, and he created, took one bone because it was supposed to be one wife for one husband. It wasn't supposed to be all of them wives like what Solomon had and all, because Solomon, he had 300 wives. And 700 wives, matter of fact, and 300 concubines, 1,000 women for one man. God did not design that to be like that. Solomon waited till he got old to let them young women turn his heart away from God, according to the scriptures. And it was one rib that was taken out of the side of Adam, the first man, Adam. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two of them shall become one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Because we're talking about the five wise and five foolish, and how that the wise came into the marriage supper with the lamb or with God or with the husbandman. And so this ark that had the door in the side, that door was shut. When those eight souls came up on it, and those, of course, they're the animals, life as well, that came up on that ark, and that was to preserve life, that was to reproduce after his own kind, and to replenish the earth, like what was told to Adam and Eve in the beginning, you know, to multiply and replenish the earth. And that's why we know that it wasn't two women who was to come together and replenish the earth, because they can't reproduce after their own kind like that. Two men, it wasn't for two men to come together. You know, that those type of marriages that's taking place today, that the law says it's all right. But God says no. It's forbidden. It's an abomination. It's disgusting in the sight of God. And so because they can't multiply and replenish the earth like that. And so when Jesus was pierced in his side, his bride was taken out of his side, you know. And, of course, this is how we come. We come by blood and we come by water. We come by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Not only that, but the Bible says there'll be three that bear witness in the earth. See, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the Bible says that these three are witness. See, you won't have the Spirit and say, okay, I'm not going to believing, trusting, and coming through the blood, but they're going to agree with one another. Spirit and the blood going to realize, the spirit going to realize, you know, that one would have to come, got to have the Holy Ghost. They got to have the blood of Jesus applied to their life. And, of course, the Bible says, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So you got a covenant there between believing and being baptized. See, believing and, see, being baptized. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So it goes on to say, he that believeth not shall be damned, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. See, got to come through his name. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So this is the way that God's covenant is today in the dispensation that we now live. We're not living in the dispensation of the thief on the cross. You understand, a thief on the cross, you know, he just said, you know, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. But after that conversation took place on the cross, and after the thief died, and Jesus died, and the thief died, after Jesus rose from the grave, that's when he gave the great commission, gave the great commandment, gave the great covenant. And, of course, it was a blood covenant. And this is how we get the blood applied to our lives today, through believing and being baptized. The one baptism is being born of the water and of the Spirit. That makes up one baptism. The Bible says in Ephesians, the Bible says one Lord, that's Jesus Christ, that's his name, one faith, that's to trust in him, and one baptism, and that's to be baptized in his name, the way that his holy apostles baptized. It's on record. It's on record for our learning. So when you talk about the one Lord, the one faith, and one baptism, it's all to be done in his name. And that's what makes up the one baptism, to be born of the water and of the Spirit. When you see baptism taking place throughout the book of Acts, you see it taking place by water and Spirit. Even the Ethiopian eunuch, there was water in the desert. And, of course, baptism was preached to him, because when Philip had joined himself to the chariot and they came through the desert, they came to a place where there was some water in the desert. It lets you know how important water is to this being saved, being born of the water and of the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:21 says, baptism does also now save us, not to put away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Verse 20 say, the like figure wherein 8 souls were saved by water, or by way of water. See, once they came in that, through the side door in that ark, that boat rose above the flood. Everything else that was under the flood, people and all that didn't make it through that door in time. It was too late. They were knocking at the door, but it was too late. They couldn't come in, just like the 5 foolish virgins. They couldn't come in once those wise virgins came, and the foolish virgins could not come in. And so, you know, you begin to really, really see that the Bible says that the chariots stood still in the desert with the Ethiopian eunuch, and, of course, Philip was the baptizer, and it says that the eunuch says, see his water, what's stopping me or what's hindering me from being baptized? Other words, he's saying, in this water that's setting here in the desert. And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, see, this is a heart thing, with all your heart you may. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And of course, Jesus is the Son of God. But he's not only the Son of God, he's also God. Son of the true and living God, but he's also God, not just the Son. Praise God. And of course, he's the Father of creation. Bible says he was in a world, you know. The world was made by him. The whole world was made by Jesus Christ. It wasn't nothing made that was made except he made it. He's the one that created everything, whether they be principalities, whether they be thrones, whether they be dominions or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And so by him, all things consist, according to Corinthians, the book of Corinthians. So when you look at it, you see that Jesus is everything, Father of creation, Son of redemption, because he came with some blood so that he could redeem us, purchase us with his own blood. And, of course, he's the Holy Spirit who dwells on the inside of us. And that's when he comes down from heaven and get on the inside of us by way of his Holy Spirit. See, when he walked with the disciples, the apostles upon the planet Earth, in order for him to be on the inside of them, they would have had to eat a piece of his finger, another piece of his finger, another piece of his ear or toe or whatever, in order to be on it. Because he said, except ye eat of my body and drink of my blood, you have no part with me. So they would have to have ate a piece of him in order for him to be on the inside of them. See, he wasn't really on the inside of them at that time. He was walking with them. But see, he's got a greater walk when he left the planet, went to go to prepare a place for him. He said, "If it's expedient that I go away." He said, because if I don't go away, the Holy Ghost would not come. Other words, if I don't go away, the Comforter would not come. Now, he was the Comforter. I mean, he fed them with two fish, five loaves of barley bread. He opened the eyes of the blind, unstopped deaf ears, cleansed the leper, raised the dead when he walked upon this planet Earth. He was the Comforter. He was the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Spirit. Praise God. He was God in the flesh. Praise God. That's who he was. Jehovah or Yahweh personified in the flesh. That's who Jesus was. God in the flesh. That Emmanuel. One God. So you don't have all of them gods. Just one. We know his name today, and neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Got to come through. Praise God. And we give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. My phone is ringing now. So it must be something that's really said that's being a blessing to somebody that's hearing at this time, because my phone is just ringing like crazy.
Thank you. You asked
giving
amazing.
God glory, the honor, and all the praise. We just thank him for, you know, for what he's come from heaven to earth to do for us. And the Bible says that the chariot stood still, and they both, Philip and the eunuch, they both went down into the water, and he baptized him. And the Bible says when Philip had come up out of the water, when the eunuch had come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord had caught away Philip that the eunuch saw him no more. When he come up out of the water, Philip was gone. Philip was caught up in the Spirit. The Bible says when Philip is talked about again, he had come down in Azotus and preaching the word of God in Azotus. But when that Ethiopian eunuch come up out of that water after Philip had been baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we know he baptized him in that name because in the same chapter, in the 16th verse, he had baptized the city of Samaria, all of them people, even Simon the sorcerer, even baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus. But Simon also still had to get his heart right. Other words, he still had to get the Holy Ghost, because just being baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ does not complete the salvation. Got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. So had to get the Holy Ghost, and he tried to buy the Holy Ghost with money. And, of course, you know, Peter told him, said, no, your money, you think that the Holy Ghost, the gift of God, could be purchased with money? Say, you and your money will perish. I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness. And the Bible says that Simon began to pray. Should I say, ask Peter and John to pray. He asked Peter that his phone is ringing like crazy. And pray for him that none of these things come upon him, what he had said. So it leaves it right there. It leaves it right there with Simon. And so it lets you know that baptism in this season that we're living in this dispensation, have to be of water and of spirit. See, that makes up the one baptism, water and spirit.
But
in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, when the Gentiles happened to receive the Holy Ghost after the Apostle Peter had preached, verse 43 talks about how that they had to believe, that to him, to Jesus Christ, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins through
well,
his
Apostle,
name.
I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go. It's after one. I really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, look, I'm gonna go head on and leave. I don't know where Apostle Calendar is at this time, so I'm gonna go. You got to go. You know, Sister Millie, and I think Deacon is on the line.
I am here, Apostle. I'm listening to you. I just got out of the doctor's office, and I'm almost back home, but I was listening to you all. You know, so thank you so much, Apostle Millie, for bringing that awesome anointed word, and Apostle for making his response. I'm almost here. And
anything
I had taken some notes earlier.
Yeah.
I have
Apostle,
some
yes,
notes inside the house.
We thank you for that word that you brought today. It was on time. Awful and anointed word, and we do appreciate that word about the 10 virgins. It was made so plain. It made it plain. So it was a blessing to many people. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, Apostle Calendar.
Yes.
Everything was well with you.
Yeah, everything is well. Everything
praise
is
God.
Well. And the doctor says all is well. The EKG was fine. My blood pressure was 120 over 80, so everything is fine.
Praise
and,
God.
He just changed one of the medicines.
Man.
He said, you're doing great. You don't have to have no stents or no surgery. So,
well,
you know, so we're just thanking God. We're just thanking God.
Praise
you know, as I said, when I was in the hospital,
my
the
phone
second
is ringing
person after me
to
have to,
I have to take that call. I forgot I had
to open his heart,
service.
But not mine. Okay.
Okay,
Apostle. But thank you so much, Apostle Millie, for that word. I said the word was right on the money. You know, I was taking some notes while I was home. But then once I get to driving, I couldn't take the notes. And you said a lot of good stuff, and you talked about folk and go to church on Sunday and Wednesday midweek service, but that don't mean they have it in them, because you can read the Bible 7 days a week, but until the Bible get inside of you and you begin to activate the Bible, you're not really doing that. All you're doing is going to the building. You
it's
said
right.
that we got to. You even said that we got to be the church. It's not the building. We are the church, not the building. And when we recognize that, we begin to live, because we have to live the word. The word has to be lived. The word
Amen.
Is not just preached. The word has to be lived. This is how
Amen.
We know that we are serving the true and living God when we're living it. You said a lot of good stuff, and you talk about, I tell you, you took me back home, because, you know, I preached on this message before, and I talked
uh-huh.
some of the stuff you said. Yeah, you talked about, you said, I know when I was much younger, you said, when we had a kerosene lamp. You talked about that. And I was thinking about me, because we didn't have no electric when I was a little boy. We
mm-hmm.
had a kerosene lamp, chimneys all over the house. And if you didn't have no kerosene, you didn't have no light. And
it's
then
light.
If the wick wasn't trimmed, you wouldn't have no real life, you would get a lot of messy stuff going up in the atmosphere. So you have
right.
to clean that chimney, and you have to trim that wick.
Yep.
And you have to put fresh oil, clean oil inside there, you know. So it was the word was just good. You know, the Lord is blessing us, possibly. He's blessing us.
Thank
he's
you, Lord.
Giving us long life. And
thank
so
you,
I am so grateful. I'm so grateful that he looked upon me in my frailty and flaws and give me life. What I say here, he said, I says, if we don't we will become dry. What I said, we must stay in prayer and stay in the Word of God. And if we don't do that, we will become dry and void of the oil of God.
That's right.
The foolish stayed away for a while. This is what you say. And while they were staying away, their oil was evaporating.
Their oil was evaporating,
which means the Holy Spirit was not there. He was leaving because they wasn't in prayer. They wasn't studying the Word. They were doing their own thing like some of the people do today. They go to church, and then they do their own thing. And you said, we have to be wise. We can't be like the foolish. Because the foolish didn't bring enough oil. When they came, they just had enough oil that they thought would last. You have to have more than enough. This is why we study and we pray and we seek His face. We study and pray and seek His face all the time. I mean, we are constantly putting more and more oil in. The oil represents the Holy Spirit, but we got to put in the Word because the Word and the Holy Spirit is connected together. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we got to stay connected. And so we got to stay connected, and we got to stay connected to Christ by staying in His Word. This is how you stay connected, by staying in His Word. And you got to study it, you got to live it, and you got to be it. Hallelujah.
Right now.
All of that's in the Word. You got to be the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So when people see, you even use a scripture from, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 60, you say that you got to let your light shine so that men will see your good works. Oh, that's the oil. That's the oil. See, when people can see the oil shining through you, then they know they're going to glorify the Father. They say, look, she's a woman of God. He's a man of God. Because they can see the oil. See, the oil can be seen. People can tell when you're truly filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, people can truly tell when you are filled with the Holy Ghost because they can see your lifestyle. Your lifestyle tells the people that you have the Holy Ghost, the way you're living. Hallelujah.
Right.
So I thank you so much. I see Apostle Washington was on the line, and Prophetess Kersey. Lulu was on too. I don't know if Lulu was there. She was there. So when she came, she came on right after you. And I was getting ready to walk out the door. She was right there.
Deacon
Glory to God. So I thank you so much. And Bishop prayer too?
I ain't heard from Bishop. I said, Lulu pray. You know, I don't know if Bishop ended up going with the pastor or not. But I kept calling.
No, he was on the line. Bishop was on the line.
Well, he must couldn't hear me then.
He was on the line. So he must be dropped off because I couldn't take my computer in the building because in the building you have no signal. If I go in the building, everything would have shut down. So I leave my phone and the computer in the car so that the service could continue.
Okay.
You know? And I said, when I come back out, then I will go on because if I take it in there, it would have shut down and then I wouldn't be able to turn it back up. You know?
All right.
But thank you so much. I know you got to go. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God, for this day.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for the word that you have given us, and thank you for using your servant in such a miraculous way. You allow your spirit to flow through her and into us. And, Father, even as we receive from you through her, O God, we will activate it, Lord God. We will use it.
Yes,
all that James said, faith without works is dead. So, Father, we have faith in the Word. And now we're going to put the Word into action, oh God. We're going to make sure that our lamps are completely filled and trimmed. We're going to keep our lamps filled and trimmed, oh God, and clean, oh God, because we have to go. Our spirit, man, has to be clean, pure. Because you are holy, we have to be holy. The lamp has to be clean. That means holy. So we just thank you, Lord, as we leave this line, but never your presence. We pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. And maybe the word that you speak into somebody's ear today that will stop them from committed from committing suicide. It might stop somebody from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works. See, Jesus said that because he knew that all of us, every one of us still have some bad works in our flesh.
He
said, don't let them be seen. He said, don't let them be seen. He said, let your good works be seen. That means let them be seen. Let your light so shine that men will see your good works. Why? Because when they see your good works, they know that you belong to the Father. And they will investigate. How can they become one with the Father? Then you'll tell them about Jesus. He's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. No one can come to the Father except through him. I love you guys so much, but God love you more. Have a blessed evening. We'll see you all again tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. The Lord say to see you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you. God bless.
God bless you all, too.
God bless. God bless you. Thank you, man. Bye-bye.